A huge government-wide acquisition contract is coming out of nowhere, and it could be worth a lot of money. It is the Effective Integrated Enterprise Interoperability Options Contract. Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners and learning some details about this. Larry, you and I are learning a little bit about this today. I heard about some of it from you and some of it from other sources. This is coming out of the Agriculture Department, and I don't know that anybody really saw this coming, did they, Larry?
No, Francis, it's caught everybody by surprise. I mean, agriculture traditionally does a fair amount of information technology buying, but this effective integrated enterprise interoperability contract would really put them on the IDIQ map in terms of large IT MAC contracts.
The person that's running this is somebody that I mean we're familiar with some of the leaders of these big contracts and some of the staffs who would seem to be logical people to lead them. This person, William McDonald, that will be leading this at the Agriculture Department, and I'm not aware of much, if any, background at all that he has in the government acquisition field.
Well, in fact, he doesn't, Francis. That's another thing that makes it unique. And this could really be seen as the Obama administration's continuation of things like 18F and other innovative acquisition programs. William McDonald comes to the Agriculture Department from the field. Ironically, his son works in the CIO's office at Ag already. He's William, too, so there's been some confusion over who's running this, the older McDonald or the younger McDonald?
This office will be called the Federal Agriculture Resource Management Office, and they will run the Effective Integrated Enterprise Interoperability Options Contract. What are the elements of this that you're learning about today?
Well, Francis, there's some traditional elements to this contract that I'm going to talk about now, but then there's a special one that is different that really kind of sets this contract apart, and if it get some legs under it, it could be picked up by others. But for now, the traditional parts of this effective integrated enterprise interoperability contract include things like perpetual integrated green strategic solutions. As you know, green procurement is a very big deal in government acquisition and IT today. Of course, if it's a 2015 contract, Francis, we have to have some cloud in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so this contract would include cloud-accessible technology solutions, as well as digitally optimized geospatial services. You know, Ag big into, especially with the California drought, big into making sure we're mapping from space all of the water, farm, growing conditions, things of that nature.
Yes. The part of this, you mentioned there's an element of this that's non-traditional, that's not what you would expect to see in an IT contract.
Right, and that is the modular-oriented organizational mobile obesity outreach feature. Look, the leaders at the Department of Agriculture here, Francis, are taking a cue from the First Lady's fight against obesity. They believe that the modular-oriented organizational mobile obesity feature of this contract will enable agriculture officials and contractors working on their behalf to get out in front of the public, talk about the dangers of obesity, and help combat today's obesity problem. Better nutrition through technology, something like that.
My understanding today, and we talked about this a little bit this morning when we first kind of got the separate details of this, is that they want to get an RFP on the street ASAP, so that they're going to be, so that they can get awards made. What's the, why do they want to get to awards so quickly on this, especially when it's something of this size?
Well, time is of the essence here, Francis, because in FY16, Ag has their much anticipated Western Environmental Viral and Infectious Logistics Program. Drought-stricken areas, the Western Environmental Viral and Infectious Logistics Program is supposed to be a big deal. Ideally, Ag and Mr. McDonald, the elder, just to be clear, would like the Effective Integrated Enterprise Interoperability Contract to be the vehicle to fill that FY16 need.
The problem, there's a labor issue here that I don't normally hear about when it comes to GWACs. That's not normally something that even enters into the picture, Larry.
It is not something, but it's something that's not surprising given the element of services that are being performed today by contractors in the government, Francis, particularly whether they're professional or non-professional. Here, what we're really talking about is a possible Davis-Bacon challenge from organized labor. Specifically, the AFL-CIO has indicated that they might challenge this contract and hold up its issuance. So that's just something that the Department of Agriculture is going to have to address and hopefully sit down and talk to organized labor about their Davis-Bacon concern.
I'm really struck by the amount of detail we have on this for a contract that we didn't really see coming. And that's going to be led by somebody. I don't know Mr. McDonald. I'm sure he's a nice person. And obviously somebody in the agency thinks that he's equipped to do this. But I guess what I'm thinking is it would have made sense if we saw somebody from GSA or we saw somebody from, say, NASA Soup or any one of the other GWACs who'd been a deputy or something come over to this. And it just the significance of that, I think, I don't know that we can understate it.
Well, it is a big deal, and in fact, you really raised a good point, Francis. The people at GSA, particularly the Alliant 2 program, as well as NASA Soup and NIH's NITAC office, are really looking at this ag contract. It's estimated that it could do $10 billion a year, which would make it second in size only to GSA's scheduled program. They're particularly interested in this modular-oriented organizational mobile obesity outreach feature.
Mm-hmm.
That's said to be considered in the draft Alliant 2.
Oh.
So you could have those services on Alliant 2. You could have them at the ag contract. Potentially, you could see Soup following suit with that, as well as NIH. So there could be those types of modular-oriented organizational mobile obesity outreach services everywhere in government.
There's a lot here, and I just want to make sure I have this. The Effective Integrated Enterprise Interoperability Options Contract, EIEIO, will be run by the older Mr. McDonald at the Agriculture Department, and he will run it from the Federal Agriculture Resource Management Office, the Farm Office.
Right.
Do I have it right? Okay, so we have, and on this there will be Perpetual Integrated Green Strategic Solutions, PIGS, Cloud Accessible Technology Solutions, CATS, Digitally Optimized Geospatial Services, DOGS, and then this modular-oriented organizational mobile obesity outreach feature that we could wind up with the Moo at Ag, also at GSA, and also at Soup. Do I have all that right?
Soon, Francis, everywhere there could be a Moo solution.
Excellent. I appreciate your insight on this, and I thank you very much for the inside information, and happy April Fool's Day, Larry.
And to you, Francis.